We're reading selected excerpts from the sources about the topic of working faith about reason, continuing with excerpt 57. We're reminded that you can ask questions on kab.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Continue.
Okay, so excerpt 57 from Rabash. Article 1, may we be the head and not the tail mean in the work? When a person wants to understand the path of the sages, they tell us we must follow them with our eyes shut, or else dust will enter. Something unimportant is called dust, meaning that there cannot be greater lowliness than this. Since man was given reason and intellect, in order to understand everything according to the intellect, and here we are told to walk by accepting faith in the sages. And a person wants to understand this path. And since as long as one is placed under the governance of the will to receive for himself, he cannot know what is good and what is bad, but rather he must accept everything according to the way the sages determined for us, or else dust and dirt will enter his eyes, and he will not be able to move forward. However, when we do not criticize the words of the sages and do not want to accept their words within reason, specifically by this, we are rewarded with the knowledge or reason of Kedusha, holiness. This is because the whole reason why we have to go above reason is because we are immersed in self-love. Therefore, through faith above reason, we are rewarded with vessels of bestowal. Again? Okay. Again, excerpt 57. When a person wants to understand the path of the sages, that we're told that we must follow them with our eyes shut, or else dust will enter. Something unimportant is called dust, meaning that there cannot be greater lowliness than this. Since man was given reason and intellect, in order to understand everything according to the intellect, and here we are told to walk by accepting faith in the sages. And a person wants to understand this path. And since as long as one is placed under the governance of the will to receive for himself, he cannot know what is good and what is bad. Rather, he must accept everything according to the way the sages determined for us, or else dust and dirt will enter his eyes, and he will not be able to move forward. However, when we do not criticize the words of the sages and do not want to accept their words within reason, specifically by this, we are rewarded with the reason or knowledge of Kedusha, holiness. This is because the entire reason why we have to go above reason is because we are immersed in self-love. Therefore, through faith above reason, we are rewarded with vessels of bestowal.
אני חושב ש פחות או יותר זה כבר דיברנו הרבה פעמים.
I think that we went over this many times. So, no questions. Let's move to the next one.
Chesed 58 from Rabash Article 3, the meaning of truth and faith. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason. Namely, not to take our sensations and reason or knowledge into account, but rather say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the supervisor, and He knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, He wants me to feel my state as I do. And as for myself, I do not care how I feel myself, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still, in the Kelim of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I am utterly complete. As it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from him. Hence, I am satisfied with my work, that I have the privilege of serving the King, even at the lowest degree. That too, I regard as a great privilege, that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to Him, at least to some degree. Again, excerpt 58 from Rabash, the meaning of truth and faith. We were given the path of faith, which is above reason. Namely, not to take our sensations and knowledge into account, but rather say, as it is written, they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not. Rather, we should believe that the Creator is certainly the supervisor, and He knows what is good for me and what is not good for me. Therefore, He wants me to feel my state as I do. And as for myself, I do not care how I feel myself, because I want to work in order to bestow. Therefore, the main thing is that I need to work for the Creator. And although I feel that there is no wholeness in my work, still, in the Kelim of the Upper One, meaning from the perspective of the Upper One, I am utterly complete. As it is written, the cast out will not be cast out from him. Hence, I am satisfied with my work, that I have the privilege of serving the King even at the lowest degree. That, too, I regard as a great privilege, that the Creator has allowed me to come closer to Him, at least to some degree.
Hebrew 10.
Should a person always agree with the feeling that the Creator is sending him?
No. He needs to fight against the bad feeling that the Creator sends to him and to elevate himself to a good feeling.
But he says in the article that he knows what is good for me and what is not good for me.
In terms of what he gives me, but it's not that I need to agree. There's a difference. I receive from him something and I say, what you sent me, God bless, it's all very good. Now I need to respond, to react.
So how do I not be wrong about my response?
Anything bad you receive, you need to decipher it to find that it's the absolute best, because it cannot be that you receive something bad from the Creator in your life. It cannot be, never. Even if, I don't know what is done to you. I don't know.
So why will I want to change it if it's good? Why will I not simply agree with it?
But you're checking your own attitude towards what you're receiving, and that's what you don't agree with. Because you, by your ego, your non-corrected desire, you relate to what you get from the Creator, but the best thing that could be in the current state is what you get at every moment from the Creator. You get the very best from the Creator at every moment, the best state. And every second you need to examine what you're receiving, so for that you need the restriction, masach, reflected light, and love. That's it.
Toronto 1.
Скажите, Раф, вот если на то, что мы можем сделать сокращение экрана отраженного света и принять это как доброе, это понятно.
Whatever we can put a masach and ochozer on and accept it as good, this means that we've corrected it. That's clear. But if I'm not capable of doing it, I'm not capable of overcoming some inner state, what do I do?
If you can't, then you can't. So you try to do it a bit differently. The Creator also takes us into account in a different way, relates to us differently. So,
Rav Shalom. Rav, hello. When disturbances, heaviness comes, and in unpleasant situations, clearly we have to justify it. But when states that are very good come, and feelings of revelation, and suddenly you get negative thoughts about the Creator, actually in very good states, how come?
Well, in any state, good or bad, good thoughts, bad thoughts, you can't justify, it doesn't matter. You need to depict to yourself, you need to imagine what is my state in which I should be where I respond to the Creator. A connection with the friends towards Him so that it's Israel, Oraita, Kutcha, Brichu are one. So I don't go into all sorts of philosophies, why he did this, how he did that, all these components, all these elements in my situation. I cannot digest all these things together. I know simply that me, the group, and the Creator, we need to be together in one embrace, such that nothing can disconnect us from each other. That's it. To try that. That's the most appropriate thing for our state called Ibu conception.
Thank you.
Who do we have there? Moscow 4.
Rav, товарищ спрашивает, что значит служить Творцу даже на самом...
Rav, a question by a friend. What does it mean to serve the Creator even on the lowest degree? How do we actualize it?
It means that I annul myself completely, and other than self-annulment, there's nothing else I can do. That's all.
Latin free.
Shalom Rav. Aquí dice, aunque no sienta que mi trabajo es completo, de todas maneras, en los kelim del superior, yo estoy completo y soy perfecto. ¿Podría tal vez ayudarme a discernir esto, la diferencia entre esto y hasidismo?
Rav, can you explain the difference between this and hasidism?
I don't deal with the Hasidic movement. I don't know anything about it. I'm not part of it. I know only about the wisdom of Kabbalah and what needs to be done according to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Only that.
I'm not relating to this, but rather to the fact that it seems that we cancel our reason here.
I don't know. It could be, sir, we cancel our reason, we don't. But it doesn't matter to me. We are talking about what the Kabbalists write, and we try to understand it. And let's hope that even if we understand it incorrectly, we will discover soon, tomorrow, the day after, that yes, we need to correct ourselves.
Здесь сказана фраза, ибо не будет отторгнут от него отверженный. Правильно ли я понимаю, что именно когда
cast out will not be cast out from him? Do I understand correctly that actually when I completely disagree, yet I keep going, this is the guarantee that I'm in the right direction?
The only guarantee is the group. In the group.
А что же означает вот эта фраза, ибо не будет отторгнут от него отверженный? Вот все
остальное, кроме... What's the meaning of this expression, that the cast out will not be cast out from him?
So I'm telling you, if you integrate in the ten, this is your guarantee of safety on the path. You have no other guarantee. Read the articles Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, and Avud, especially the Avud. Tel Aviv too.
No, Tel Aviv.
Boker Tov, Rav.
Boker Tov.
Good morning, Rav. Should I try to understand the Creator or accept the things, His things above reason, the things that happen? Should I understand why they are happening?
These are two different questions. Do I need to understand the Creator, yes or no? Yes, there is a commandment to do that, but this is a gradual thing. And do I need to accept it in faith above reason? Of course, otherwise I'm not on the same wavelength as him. We're not speaking the same language. The Creator speaks to us above reason, meaning above our will to receive. So I must be above my will to receive in order to understand him and to respond correctly.
But should I understand why the things are happening? Or should I try to understand him, the Creator, or just accept it as it is?
Yes. You need to understand him, to study him, to discover him, because by that you give him pleasure. But what does it mean to understand, to study him, to research him? It means that you take upon yourself the desire to bestow, and you work according to the desire to bestow. And so you understand, by that you understand how the upper force functions, which is complete bestowal. For you, it will be like clothing, the will to bestow. You clothe in it, while this, for the Creator, it's his nature. That's the difference.
Thank you.
Moskva 7.
Вы сказали, что нам нельзя соглашаться с плохим ощущением.
You said that we must not agree with a bad feeling that the Creator is sending us.
That's as if the Creator sent this to us.
Здесь же я вначале должен определить, что это плохое состояние
от Творца. But first, I need to determine that this is a bad state that came from the Creator. In order to disagree with it, what does it mean not to agree with it?
Usually, I need to prepare to receive the message from the Creator, meaning that I have to integrate in the ten to rise above my will to receive through restriction. Masach, reflected light, and then I begin to feel what I'm receiving from the Creator, meaning in the will to bestow already, according to equivalence of form. Like that. Otherwise not. Otherwise we don't understand each other. He speaks English, I speak French. He does things in order to bestow, but I receive them, I take them into my vessels of in order to receive. So of course I don't understand him at all. What's going on, right? Yes, so our calibration towards in order to bestow must, for that we must first come into contact with the Creator. Petah
Tikva 12. Rav, it is written in the text that even if the person feels incomplete in his kelim, but the Creator sees him as complete. So what does it mean that the Creator sees us as complete? And why does he want us to feel that we are incomplete in our kelim?
Well, that's like babies. We're still not complete, not whole. But the Creator is considerate, and he relates to us in this way in order to grow us, to teach us. He never punishes us. It's not a punishment. We see it as a punishment, but it's not. It's medicine, right? It's a treatment. It's a reward. Only those things. So our relationship with the Creator, everything, all our interactions need to bring us to greater love towards Him and gratitude. Clear? All right. Galil West.
Rav, it says, they have eyes but see not, they have ears but hear not. So with which senses do we work versus the Creator, opposite the group, opposite the Creator?
I don't know how to answer. We work with our will to receive, which we try to use a little bit in order to bestow. That's what we work with, that's all. If we have the sense of the recognition of evil, we activate it. All right, where are we then, Gilad?
Where is the next 59?
Go ahead.
Balasulam Shamati 40, what is the measure of faith in the Rav? One should depict to oneself as if he has already been rewarded with whole faith in the Creator and already feels in his organs that the Creator leads the whole world in the form of the good who does good, meaning that the whole world receives only good from him. Yet, when one looks at oneself, he sees that he is poor and indigent. In addition, when he observes the world, he sees that the entire world is tormented, each according to his degree. One should say about that, as it is written, they have eyes but see not. They means that as long as one is in multiple authorities called they do not see the truth. What are the multiple authorities? As long as one has two desires, even though he believes that the entire world belongs to the Creator, however, something belongs to men too. But in truth, one must annul one's authority before the authority of the Creator and say that one does not want to live for oneself. And the only reason that he wants to exist, it is all in order to bring contentment to the Creator. Thus, by this one annuls his own authority completely. And then he is in the singular authority, the authority of the Creator. Only then can he see the truth, how the Creator leads the world by the quality of do good and doing good. However, as long as one is in multiple authorities, meaning when he still has two desires, in both mind and heart, he is unable to see the truth. Instead, he must go above reason and say, they have eyes, but they do not see the truth. Once again, excerpt 59. One should depict to oneself as if he has already been rewarded with whole faith in the Creator, and already feels in his organs that the Creator leads the whole world in the form of the good who does good, meaning that the whole world receives only good from him. Yet when one looks at oneself, he sees that he is poor and indigent. And in addition, when he looks at the world, he sees that the entire world is tormented, each according to his degree. One should say about that, as it is written, they have eyes but see not. They means that as long as one is in multiple authorities, called they do not see the truth. What are the multiple authorities? As long as one has two desires, even though he believes that the entire world belongs to the Creator, however, something belongs to man too. But in truth, one must annul one's authority before the authority of the Creator and say that one does not want to live for oneself. And the only reason that he wants to exist, it is all in order to bring contentment to the Creator. Thus, by this, one annuls his own authority completely. And then he is in the singular authority, the authority of the Creator. Only then can he see the truth, how the Creator leads the whole world by the quality of good and doing good. However, as long as one is in multiple authorities, meaning when he still has two desires, in both mind and heart, he is unable to see the truth. Instead, he must go above reason and say, they have eyes, but they do not see the truth.
This is the only thing, the only way he can be above reason, to say that, yes, I cannot see the truth. But in practice, going above reason, you can't either. So, Vlad, what's with you?
Да, вот то, что вот он здесь пишет, что Творец видит, человек видит, что
what he writes here, that the person sees that he has nothing and whole world is suffering. I, in my corporeal kili, my vessels, I receive some desire. Let's say I want to eat ice cream, and I don't have the possibility to eat ice cream. So I make a restriction on myself, I integrate in the friends. Is that the right approach?
What are you doing this for?
Чтобы с Творцом связаться, чтобы с ним быть на связи.
To connect with the Creator, to be in contact with him.
I don't understand the connection. You want to receive some pleasure, and you don't have the ability to receive that pleasure. So how can, by some action, can you connect to the Creator? From that point, ask him.
Но я ж прошу не о самом наслаждении, а о связи с ним над этим наслаждением.
But I ask not for the pleasure itself, but rather for connection with him above the pleasure.
So ask. Always be asking.
Yes, but the corporeal desire itself, it remains.
It will be revealed that you will have the ability to fulfill yourself corporeally as well. What's the problem? Ask for him to be revealed. It's not a transgression.
But if I will fill myself corporeally, it will block shut my request to him and my connection with him.
Not necessarily. You will start thanking him after receiving. We learned, if you remember, the single concealment, the second concealment, the first revelation, the eternal revelation. And it's written that the person prays and he is answered. And that's a good situation. He's in holiness, Kedusha, why not? Try all the time to pray.
But I want to be in contact with him, and I can't understand why we have to go back to corporeality.
There's no difference between the desires called corporeality and spiritual desires. There is no difference. It's just that the corporeal things you feel in your senses, in your vessels, and the spiritual ones you don't. But when you start feeling the spiritual ones, you will see that it's sharper, more precise, more pronounced than anything you feel right now. I have a few such regulars.
Come riesco a calibrare la mente e il cuore, visto che sono due di desideri opposti attraverso.
How can I synchronize my heart and my mind? I see that these are two opposite things. So how can I synchronize them in relation to the ten?
Ani lo mevin kol kach ma akoshi.
I don't understand the difficulty. Give me an example.
Cioè io sento sempre la decina completamente opposta da quello che io la decina è sempre più avanti di me, migliori, connessi al creatore.
I always feel the 10 is a lot more advancing than me, a lot better than me, connected with the creator.
Look how much good the creator is doing for you, awakening you, giving you good envy towards the friend. So what's the problem? Tell me, what's the problem? Why are you displeased?
No, è che proprio sento questa differenza incredibile, gigantesca, uno due opposti. E mi dà.
I truly feel this huge difference. It's like two opposites. And it makes me feel bad.
That you have such great friends? Why? If you have great friends, it's a sign that you can advance. It's a sign that you can run forward to promote yourself. Good friends, that's everything. It's everything. I very much want to have great friends. I was next to a great person. I was looking up at him. I had somewhere to advance towards. You understand? I want to be in a 10 where everyone is great. And I can be smaller. Right? So, I just feel comfortable next to them. I look at them, I see what they do, I try to do the same. It's very important to be next to the great ones, the adults, so to speak. What we want from the example of Yossi, Rabbi Yossi Ben Kisba, is, well, we are in the 10, and we always need to think that they are great, always. And then I have the ability to always advance. The more I elevate them above myself, I come closer to them, advance towards them. I elevate them more above me, I advance towards them more and above myself. So that's how it is all the time. All right?
Grazie. זהו. אולי גילת אנחנו נעבור ל...
גילת, maybe we should go to the next stage.
So let's sing a song.
Of course.
Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen. Shoulder to shoulder. You won't be alone. Love is around. The deepest ocean. Together we're drawn in. I won't let go. It feels so good to be a part of you. This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight and everything's gonna be. Together, together as one.